From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, November 7th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Austin Terrio's campaign is requesting a recount in Maine's 2nd Congressional District. The race is among a few dozen contests nationwide that will decide whether Republicans or Democrats control the House of Representatives next year. Kevin Miller reports.
Unofficial election results show Democratic Congressman Jared Golden leading Terrio by roughly 1,700 votes out of more than 380,000 ballots cast in the 2nd District. In fact, the race is so close that the Associated Press had yet to declare a winner. So on Thursday afternoon, Terrio's campaign formally requested a recount. Secretary of State Shanna Bellows says the recount will take place next week. The process begins by law enforcement retrieving all of the ballots from hundreds of towns across the sprawling 2nd District.
Those are delivered to Augusta. It's a hand recount with representatives from each campaign actually handling the ballots under the supervision of the Elections Division civil service staff who are in charge of the recount itself.
Terrio's campaign declined an interview request on Thursday. But in a statement, campaign manager Sean Roderick says everyone must, quote, work together to ensure Mainers' voices are heard, and the final result reflects the will of the people. Republicans were hoping to flip Golden's seat this year. But if the current results hold, the Democrat will have been elected 4 times in the conservative-leaning district. It's still unclear which party will control the House next year. AP has yet to declare a winner in more than 20 races nationwide. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Voters in Old Orchard Beach have overwhelmingly approved a rent control measure for mobile homeowners. The referendum was written by residents who tried unsuccessfully to purchase their parks for $40 million. Nicole Grisco has more.
The referendum caps annual lot rent increases for residents at 5%, with some exceptions. Real estate investment company Follett USA, which bought Old Orchard Village and Atlantic Village in August, campaigned against the measure. The company argued that rent controls would be expensive to implement and that residents would have to pay administrative fees, which Follett described as a, quote, tax on affordable housing. Atlantic Village resident Linda Cole says she and her neighbors wanted more protections against drastic rent increases under a new park owner and offered a simple message to voters.
We have lived here for a while. There's a lot of senior citizens who live here on fixed incomes, and that a large corporation had bought the park for a very large amount of money, and we are afraid that they are going to, because of their history, kind of price us right out of our own homes.
Housing advocates in Maine say they may pursue additional protections for mobile home residents next year, including local or statewide rent control measures or more tools to help residents purchase their parks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
Labor and delivery services will be discontinued at Maine Health Waldo Hospital in Belfast on April 1st. It's the latest in a string of hospital maternity closures in recent years. Patty White has more.
There simply aren't enough babies being born to sustain labor and delivery services at Waldo Hospital, says President Denise Needham. Last year, there were 109 births, a 20% decline since 2019. Combined with a persistent shortage of nurses, anesthesiologists, and pediatricians, Needham says it's also difficult to provide around-the-clock coverage. As of April 1st, expectant moms will be directed 40 minutes away to MaineHealth Penn Bay Hospital in Rockport to deliver, but Needham stresses that Waldo Hospital is also expanding pre- and postnatal care.
Communities that have created a complete void of all obstetric services are the communities that really suffer the most. And so we weren't looking to do that because we understand the importance of having local pre- and postnatal care.
The Belfast obstetric unit closure follows similar changes at 3 hospitals last year: Rumford, York, and Northern Maine Medical Center in Fort Kent. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Environmental regulators have been overwhelmed by permit applications to rebuild coastal shorelines damaged in this year's winter storms. The state is proposing new rules to streamline the process and encourage property owners to stabilize eroded banks using biodegradable materials. Peter McGuire has more.
Under the proposal, erosion control projects that use native plants, wood, and other natural materials would likely receive automatic approval from the Department of Environmental Protection. But the rule would also make it more challenging to get quick approval for plans that use permanent structures, such as stone walls. Land Resources Director Rob Wood says the rule is designed to limit projects that disrupt natural erosion, except in cases where homes, piers, and roads need protection.
The purpose can't simply be to stop erosion, which again is natural and healthy for ecosystems, but that there needs to be something there along the shoreline that really is being protected by the stabilization project.
The department plans to hold a public hearing on the rule in December. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
This week, some Mainers are leaving their coats at home and even breaking out shorts and sandals. Temperatures in parts of the state yesterday broke records for the month of November. Molly Anking has more.
On Wednesday, temperatures in Portland soared to 79 degrees, breaking daily and monthly records. The previous daily record of 71 degrees was set just 4 years ago in 2020. And in Augusta, it was 77 degrees on Wednesday, breaking the previous record that had been set in 2022. Augusta also saw daily record temperatures just last week, on both October 31st and November 1st. Temperatures in November in Maine have historically been in the 40s and 50s. It's still warm out today, but temperatures should get down to more normal levels by the weekend. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
Officials in the town of Bridgeton unveiled a new wastewater treatment plant today they say will prevent wastewater from seeping into local waterways. David Madsen, the Bridgeton wastewater superintendent, says the previous system only treated gray water, not sewage, and served a small portion of the downtown area.
So now that we've got our infrastructure all throughout the downtown area, everybody's able to hook on, so we're able to get rid of some of the older failing systems. And so environmentally, it's going to have a huge impact on the town of Bridgeton.
The facility cost almost $26 million and was mostly funded through state and federal grants. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the annual Made in Maine gift guide. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.